Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Strike the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Thank you. soul. I know you're gonna lose control. You can do boogaloo, anything that you want to. I know it's cold outside. Come on, babe, I'll keep you satisfied. All you gotta do is move. Every time you steal that groove, it ain't nothing but a party.
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 Nothing but a house party. Shake it.
WMFO in Midfield, this is Chris, and it is Strike the Box. Here, back after 2 weeks. Hopefully, you've all survived. I'm here, I'm trying to survive. We just finished up with some Jay Giles Band with House Party, the live version. That comes off of the compilation Anthology. Because I needed some pick-me-up today. Yes, it's a little dreary out there today. But we started things off with brand new song by the Dogmatics with Drop That Needle, off the Drop That Needle EP that you can get from, you know where, Rumbar Records. Sandwiched in between, they had the Wailers, or the Fabulous Wailers, depending on how you remember them by, with Out of Our Tree, from Etiquette Records back in 1966. As I said, I am Chris, this is Strike the Box. I don't know if I said that. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, I don't know. Anyways, it is time for the donations drive. Here at WMFO, we survive on your donations. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to gifts.tufts.edu Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. And if you'd like to know what you could get for a donation, I will let you know. Hold on. Stop the music. A Studio C donor is an amount of $5. You would receive a sticker featuring the beautiful WMFO logo. A Studio B donor, donation in the amount of $10, receive a WMFO logo patch. Turn on any article of clothing into WMFO merch. A Studio A donor is in the amount of $25. Receive a custom WMFO hat made with love by our board. Curtis Hall donor is in the amount of $30. Receive a WMFO t-shirt designed by the winner of the t-shirt contest. Who that is, I don't know yet. A College Ab donor in the amount of $50. A package of WMFO merch, t-shirts, stickers, buttons, pens, anything else we can find. Lots of dirt, probably. Freeform Stan, that's a donation in the amount of $100. Record your own station ID or PSA. Hear your voice on the air. Freeform God. Donor donation amount of $1,000. Receive not only the love and affection of every Tufts Freeform DG until the end of time, which could be next week, but also, if you so choose, your own guest spot on a WMFO show, as well as a classy dinner date with members of the station's charming and charismatic executive board. However, due to the COVID restrictions, that might take a while. But please, go to WMFO.org, click on the donations tab, and it should be able to tell you everything there, what you can do, not do, everything else. Hello to everybody on the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook. Glad you're all there. I have requests I have to play this week, so I'm going to try and get to them starting now. It's not this one, don't worry.
I don't wanna die. a hat, you can thank a man. Cause every time you make the scene, you find the joint is jammed. We'll be right back.
patient, don't be slow. No, 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 no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Take the last train to Cocksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
We'll be right back. says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the full moon shining bright.
Ooh! We just finished up there with some Speed Fossil with Pieces of Eight. That's off of, it's a single off of their upcoming album from Red on Red Records called No Anesthesia. It's not a very easy word for me to say with a mask on. No Anesthesia. It's supposed to be released coming up on April 8th. So please, if you want to hear, purchase some of the singles, check out Speed Fossil on Red Records. Got a lot of records coming out next couple weeks, I think. Both on Red and on Rembar, so I think I'll be featuring some of these artists this week, as I usually do. Well, we started things off by request. Justine wanted to hear Underball. And I was able to find Red Ball Jets. Comes off of their, I believe it's a 1997 release on Cherry Disc Records called Gimme Back My Ball. Dean wanted to hear the Rolling Stones' Carol. It's a release from 1964 with their rolling up the Rolling Stones' English Newest Hitmakers from Decca. And we heard some Haley and the Crushers with Lust to Love, her brand new single from Kitten Robot Records. The Monkees with Last Train to Clarksville off of their self-titled The Monkees LP, 1966 Colgums. And if you know something about music, like I kind of do, that is actually an anti-war song. Read the lyrics. You'll figure out why. As I said, we finished up with some Speed Fossil with Pieces of Eight. And it's a good video, too, so check it out. Hey, it's storm season. It might be. Well, it is raining. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat foods already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from the WMFO in Rifford, Tufts Educational Radio. And please continue to donate. I'm happy to say that Mike has told me he has donated, so thank you very much, Mike. We got a lot of people out on the Strike the Box radio show group, and I really appreciate it. A lot of people out there today. I have a lot of requests to get to, so please be patient. I will get to your request. I think I'm going to get to them all today, because I, thankfully, between my library, the Stax library, and what we have in the computer at the station here, I think I've pretty much gotten to them all. Hey, did you know that the Green Line now goes through Somerville? Or goes into Somerville, I should say. It hasn't gone through it yet, but that's coming up. So I got an old song that I usually play related to the T coming up next.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of man...
I don't know about you, but I can hear something in the background there, so something's wrong with this track. So give me a second here. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. We'll stick a CD in, cue up the CD, and then hit play.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still
Boston, he's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston, he's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15, and through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston, he's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get poor Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston, he's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
From you.
Cubs, Rays, Northern Cuckoo Clocks. I just wanna play with my building blocks, cause I've got things to do. I just wanna play with my building blocks, a world inside for me to unlock. I just wanna play with my building blocks, cause I've got things to do. And I'm just a little kid with a big imagination, just a little kid.
On in the land of rhyme, here's a little poem, cause it's cultural time. Old Mother Geezer went to the freezer to fetch her pet cobra, a toad. When she got there, the freezer was bare. The silly old bat should have known.
Run out of-
at the train station. As the train goes by. Hold on, it's gone by now. Okay, there it goes. Okay, we just finished up with some Radio Birdman by request. Trish wanted to hear some Radio Birdman, so hopefully that was I-94. That's what you wanted to hear. I was in the computer off of the Essential Radio Birdman, 74 to 78. We started things off with some Kingston Trio with MTA, also known as Charlie on the MTA. 1965? 63? 62? Somewhere around there. The Yardbirds with The Train Kept A-Rollin' off of Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds. Originally released in 1965, a remastered version came out in 2015. And some Gin Gillette with Train to Satanville, a 1961 release off of the Musicon label. At least that's how I think you pronounce it. And some Jay Prozac with Building Blocks from his new LP, Won't Let Go, from Rumbar Records. Train of Satanville, I usually play just on Halloween, but going with the train theme there for a couple songs, I wanted to include it this week. Hey, as I said, we've got some artists that are putting out records the next couple of weeks. Linnea's Garden is dropping hers on Red Records on April 1st. She will be around touring. On April 2nd, she'll be at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. On April 9th, she'll be at Western Ave in Lowell. April 17th, she'll be at Gold Sounds in Brooklyn, New York. The 22nd, The Jungle in Somerville, Mass. And on the 24th, Dusk at Providence, Rhode Island. And I have her newest single queued up next. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, WMFO.org on the World Wide Web.
You got the time.
All right. Now, usually I don't interrupt my five-song set, but for the next song, I want everybody just to relax, chill out, because I just want everybody to sing along to this one. You should all know it, because I definitely do.